The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
In a conference that has 14 state championships and 7 state runner-ups between 3 of their teams, winning the district crown is a big deal. It's such a big deal, in fact, that until last year, the Lady Bulldogs of Clay County had won a state title more recently than a district one. Here in Jackson County tonight, two proud teams seek to be named 7A champions. Two proud coaches are poised to lead their teams into the fray, and two proud communities have poured themselves into this neutral site to either share in their squad's victorious celebration or their defeated heartbreak. Matt Walker and his 23-5 Lady Dogs look for their program's first consecutive conference championships since 2003-4, while Brent Smith and his 18-8 Lady Bobcats try to win the title for the first time since 2018. This is Clay County and Pickett County, and it's for District 7A Gold.
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on Salina's historic Courthouse Square. Have you gone country lately?
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control, when Clay County wins, get 10% off termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Salina Lumber Company, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, lawn and garden, and more.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we will recap Clay County's most recent games, preview tonight's girls matchup with legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Lady Bulldog basketball, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
Folks, welcome to the CarQuest pregame show and our second broadcast of the Lady Dog postseason. Once again, we have followed Clay County down to Gainesboro, but on this trip, it's for a district title. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'm happy to be back on the call tonight after spending a nice weekend away with my beautiful wife. I want to thank Gary Clark and cousin John Weaver for filling in during semifinal rounds during my absence. Both of them did a tremendous job, I felt. Joining me soon tonight will be former head coach Joe Sims. With me now is the District 7A Tournament Broadcasting MVP, Thomas Weaver.
That's two of them I'm on this year, I think.
Yeah, you earned this one, too.
Oh, okay.
Those semifinal rounds, for sure, you took on a big load, a lot of things that you usually don't do.
Well, I appreciate that. And, Daniel, I'm just glad to have you back.
Well, I'm glad to be back. I am appreciative of both John and Gary, though. Great job by them.
They did. They did a great job, but we got you back when it matters most, Daniel. A title is on the line tonight, and this is a top 10 battle between the number one seed Clay County and number two seed Piggott County. You know, the Lady Dogs have proved they are superior by sweeping this series this year, but in the postseason, you have to throw all of that out, Daniel.
You do. District 7, we talked about it in the opener. Those 14 state titles, 7 state runner-ups here in this conference out of 3 teams, Piggott, Clark Range, and Clay. Winning this thing's tough, and it's going to be a battle tonight.
Yeah, I think so. You know, pretty close games between these two teams in the regular season.
Yep.
Clay County stretched one out in the second contest with a 3-point game in the first one. So, like you said, 1 through 4 for sure. Really all 5 are really good high school girls teams, so this is going to be a great game to witness and a great game to call for Bulldog Nation. But we wouldn't be here without our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network. They make it all happen, and we can't thank them enough. And, of course, we always like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Del Hall Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks will pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. Up next, as we do in each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about the Lady Dogs' most recent game. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, where we normally go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Del Hall Horizon recap segment. But since the paper's not out yet, we'll just summarize what will appear in print about the Lady Dogs' 51-47 semifinal win over Red Bulling Springs. You know, Clay County got up on the Lady Red Dogs early and led by as many as 10 in the first half before Red Bulling Springs cut the margin to 5 at the break and went on to claim a 2-point lead at the end of the third quarter. The game was then tied 3 minutes into the final frame when Briley Burchard completed 2-and-1s, and Izzy Hale added a bucket to make up a Clay County 8-0 run, surging them ahead 47-39 with just over a minute to play. The Lady Dogs then ice a four-point win at the free throw line to advance to tonight's title game. Riley Burchett had 14, Hallie Buford 11, Izzy Hale 10 points and 11 rebounds. Abby Head and Bella Ashlock 6 each. Maddie Hayes had 4. Daniel, I know you weren't here to witness that one, but it was a doozy.
Oh, no doubt it was. A tight game as we expected, and it sounds to me from that final tally that maybe Brownie Merchant should have been that District 7 MVP instead of Claire Fleming.
Well, she got the best of her, that's for sure. Folks, get all the details, pictures, and more from those games in this week's Del Hollow Horizon. We'll be right back with more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for Clay County and Pickett County in the District 7A Championship here on the Horizon Sports Network.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hollow One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back here to the CarQuest pregame show. Time for the Budget Pest Control Girls 7A update. Looking at this tournament, back in the quarterfinals, it was Red Bull and Springs who beat Gordonsville 63-42. Then in semifinal action, back on Friday night, Clay County beat Red Bull and Springs 51-47. And Pickett County beat Clark Range 70-63 to set up this big title game tonight between the number 1 seed Clay County Lady Bulldogs and the number 2 seed Pickett County Lady Bobcats. Looking on to region play for next week, it's already set in District 8. The number 1 seed is East Robertson. The number 2 seed, Trousdale County. 3 seed, Joe Burns, and 4 seed, Merle Hyde. So we do know that Clay County and Pickett County, in some combination, Thomas, will be playing Joe Burns and Merle Hyde. We know that Clark Range, who won that consolation game here tonight, Clark Range will be facing the 2-seed Trousdale County Lady Yellow Jackets, and it'll be Redbone Springs facing East Robertson. Coach Sims, do you think that Clark Range and Redbone are likely both to move on, even though they're supposed to be at a disadvantage in those contests? Thomas may have to do the trick again with Coach Sims' mic. It's not wanting to unmute. We'll go ahead and wrap up the Budget Pest Control update here from Coach Sims in just a minute. That was the Girls 7A update brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Don't let the bed bugs bite.
Yeah.
We'll go ahead and roll right in to the Tipsy's final take right here.
It's working now.
On the CarQuest pregame show, the last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. Coach Sims, we talked about it during the intro. It's a big deal to win the District 7A title. Currently, between Clark Range, Pickett County, and Clay County, we've got 14 state titles and 7 state runner-ups between those 3 schools in this district. It's tough to win this district. You
yeah,
won it 7 times as a coach. What does Coach Walker and the ladies need to do to win a huge game tonight?
Well, I've been kind of thinking about that. You know, like I always say, just play our game, I think, you know. I think we've got to play some defense. I don't think we can let this bunch score 70 and expect to win.
Got.
But we've had a lot better luck holding Clark Range and Pickett and Red Bull and all down than they have against each other. You know, they, other than Pickett scoring 60 the night that we beat them at third place, all the rest of the games have been 40 or below, I believe. So you know, if we can play our brand of defense and get some shots to go, you know, hopefully, you know, we can come out with a win. But I don't think it's not going to be easy. I look for it to be a really tough game and maybe some lead changes and, you know, hopefully they're not shooting the ball too good. I think they're either all or nothing,
yeah.
The way Brent talks. You know,
of course, the first time we played them, they hit 13 three-pointers.
Yeah.
The next time, four, I think.
Yeah.
So that backs that up.
A couple of games after they played us, he's like one out of 30 there, you know, in a couple of games stretch. So, but they've got some good players. Other than that, the Reader girl really hurt Clark Range inside, which she usually doesn't do, hurt us too much inside. But, you know, she may have some confidence, you know, if they're going to go to her. So, you know, I hope we're able to handle her maybe easy, and Maddie can kind of keep her under control. And, you know, hopefully they're not hitting those threes too good.
There you go, folks. That's been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Obvious Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. Time now for the State Farm Girls starting lineup. It's brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. The Pickett County Lady Bobcats, the number 2 seed in this tournament. Their head coach, Brent Smith, 28th season overall, 16th as the girls coach at Pickett County. 18-8 record on the year. They were 5-3 in regular season play in District 7. They do route a 4-game win streak coming into tonight. Starting for Pickett County, a junior, number 12, Allie Amanette. Junior, number 13, Ella Kate Keeson. Sophomore, number 24, Kaylee Tompkins. Sophomore, number 33, Emmy Lowe. And a sophomore, number 44, Kelly Reeder. The Clay County Lady Bulldogs, they are the number 1 seed here in the District 7A tournament. Their head coach, Matt Walker, 7th season overall, 153 wins to 67 losses. A 23-5 record this season, 7-1 during the regular season in District 7A play. They ride a 1-game winning streak coming into tonight's title contest. Starting for Clay County, a junior, number 2, Bella Ashlock. Senior, number 10, Abby Head. Junior, number 21, Hallie Buford. Senior, number 23, Bradley Burchett. And a senior, number 40, Isabella Hale. This has been the State Farm Girls starting lineups brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. Clay County, the home team on the scoreboard tonight. They wear their white home jerseys, black numerals on them, trimmed in gold. They shoot at the hoop to our left during the first half of play. Pickett County, the visiting team, they wear their black travel jerseys, gold numerals on those, trimmed in white. They shoot at the hoop to our right during the first half of play. It's going to be Ashlock and Reeder stepping in for the tip, Thomas, and it's time for District 7A Championship Basketball.
Yeah, and you can feel it in here, Daniel. Coach King getting the lineups, getting everybody fired up. The crowd's kind of already in a frenzy in this one, and these teams are ready to go.
Time to get it on. Ashlock controls the tip. Abby Head with it, going to walk it down court. Right in front of us, the teammates already on their feet celebrating that tip-off victory here. Abby Head out top. Coach Walker sends in the signal.
Yeah, he's come out playing the triangle, too.
Ashlock right wing. Now Burchett out top. And having the two on who? Bradley and who?
Bella.
Bradley and Bella.
No, I don't know.
They're just two playing men out top regardless, or?
No, you got a triangle in the paint, and you're matched up with Bella and Hallie, I believe.
Okay. Pickett County in possession here, an empty possession for Clay County to open it up. Ball went out of bounds for the Lady Bobcats. They'll inbound from their own baseline. The freshman, Nicholas, works it in. Emmy Lowe, the sophomore stud for the Lady Bobcats, runs the point out top. She's defended by the district defensive MVP, Bella Ashlock. A good matchup there between those two.
Yeah, very similar to what we saw in the semifinal between Fleming and Ashlock. Two of the best players going at it.
Reeder had it on the post, gave it over to Amanette in the lane. And she's going to go to the line to shoot, too. Foul called against Bradley Burchett. Coach, I don't like seeing Bradley get one serving.
No, I don't either. You got girl cut. She's got behind her.
Amanette too strong on the first free throw. Remains 0-0, 7-11 mark of this first quarter. You get that feeling every possession just going to be important and big. The second one's away by Amanette. It's good. Pickett County up 1-9. No pressure here, as Coach Sims said, the triangle and two to open up.
Yeah, they're Bella and Hallie's the two they're matched with.
That's interesting.
Yeah, he did that a little up there.
Opens Abby head up for some outside shooting, perhaps. Burchett underneath, working. No whistles blow. Ball rolls out of bounds. They say it's going to come back Pickett County's way. So they leave the three in the zone down low to neutralize Briney, of course.
Well, they got one on the foul line, one on each block. Yeah, they're probably going to try to double her with the up girl when she gets the ball, which they had about three on her at that time.
Pickett County back with it. Amonette right wing. Reader sets a screen, creates separation inside the Reader, knocked away Busy Hale, picked up by Hattie Buford. Good defense by the senior.
Yeah, she started just like she left off in that Red Bone Springs game. Had one of her best outings of her career that night.
Abby Head with a three, misses off the right side of the rim, goes out of bounds. Once again, Pickett County ball.
I mean, Abby's going to get all kinds of shots. You know, she just got to knock them down. That's two threes that she's already got.
They'll fall.
She'll hit them.
Yeah, they'll fall. She just needs to be confident and keep pulling the trigger. 6:15 and ticking, first quarter. Pickett County 1, Clay County none. Amonette three-pointer right wing, banks it in. 4-0 the lead. Two possession advantage for Pickett County. Pickett County trying to win their first district title since 2018. Clay County trying to go back-to-back for the first time since 2003 and 4. Abby Head, three-pointer in and out, no good. Had a great-looking shot, just didn't fall.
Yeah.
Pickett County with the rebound. Reader, left wing, baseline move, all the way to the rack. Stop, shoot, score. Pickett County up 6-9. Coach Walker takes a 30-second timeout. 5:45 mark, first quarter. Pickett County 6, Clay County 9.
When there are just seconds to go, and our team is down by a single point, you can be sure the coach will call for a play best designed to secure that win. A play practiced time and time again. That experience and confidence can work in your financial life, too. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to share your loan needs with us today, allowing us to put our experience and winning attitude to work for you. Talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Heat pump track.
Welcome back to the District 7A Girls Championship. Pickett County off to a fast start. It's 6-0 in favor of the Lady Bobcats, Daniel.
Very early, though. First quarter, 5:40 and ticking. Inside the Birches, she's triple-teamed. Works against the triple-team, splits them. Shoot, scores! Going to be fouled and go to the line for the end-one opportunity. Now, that's a senior playing like she really wants this district crown, Coach.
That's a big shot. We really need to get off the zero. Maybe she can make this and cut it in half, 6-3, hopefully.
Burchett shoots, completes the three-point play. Just like that, the lead cut in half. Pickett County 6, Clay County 3. Sophomore Emmy Lowe out top. Ella Kate Keesland rolls right. They give Damonette right wing. Inside to Reader. Reader works against Hale. Hale called for the personal. First foul against Izzy. Second team foul for Clay County.
Yes. Not really something we've seen in this matchup is Pickett County going to the post like that, have we, Coach?
Oh, that's why I was talking about before the game. They really fed her the other night against Clark
Gray.
They did.
If,
you know, she'll cause us some trouble this whole game if they keep doing that.
A good sophomore player. Of course, the good part of that, between Izzy Hale and Madison Hayes, that's 10 fouls that we can put towards Reader. Reader hits the first of her two free throws. Seconds away, it's also good. 8-3. Pickett County up by 5, 5:15 and ticking first quarter. Abby Head has yet to hit from distance, walks across the timeline, goes to the left, Emmy Lowe defender, kicks to Burchett. Burchett thinks about driving baseline, does so. Pivots, passes to Head. Abby drives, penetrates, 8-foot jumper, good. That'll help her confidence.
Yeah, get a few to fall, she'll start hitting that three maybe.
Abby Head on the board, single possession contest, Thomas 8-5, Pickett leads.
Yeah, the coach talks about the experience of this team all the time. As Reader, buries one from deep. Daniel, she can do it inside or out.
She can. She's a sophomore, and you're right. She can play all over the floor. 4:35 and ticking, first quarter. Pickett County 11, Clay County 5. Izzy Hale, right block shot, good. 11-7. Now the team's starting to wage war back and forth.
Yeah, that's good. We're scored, son. We just need to stop them.
Got to be a madhouse in this place tonight.
Lucky she didn't get a walk called there.
Pickett County with it. Emmy Lowe, left block shot. No good. Rebounded, though, by Nicholas. Nicholas in the paint. Dishes to Reader. Offensive foul call against Nicholas.
Abby took it. Good job.
Who took that charge?
Abby Head.
loud gym already in here. Hard to hear us, and we're out here beside each other.
Yeah, it is, and a lot of it's just bench play right in front of us. The Lady Bulldogs do a great job of supporting each other, especially all these youngsters on the bench here, Daniel.
Head with it, top of the key. Madison Hayes, free throw line jumper, no good. Bradley Burchard fighting for the rebound. Ashok with it, her shot no good. Got her own rebound, put back, girl.
Yeah.
Bella Ashok staying with it. Pays off with a bucket. 11-9, single possession contest here. 3:45 and ticking first quarter. Pickett County with it. Emmy Lowe drives. Kicks to Amanette. Her three-pointer right wing no good. Rebound Maddie Hayes. Hayes gives off to Abby Head. Now back to Hallie Buford. Going to slow it down and reset. Clay County settling in, Coach.
Yeah, we're starting to get it going the hole a little now.
Inside to Burchett. Now Hayes. Shot from right block. No good. Burchett with it. Her putback no good, but she's fouled. Bradley going to go to the line where already she's hit one tonight.
Like Coach, a little different look from Coach Walker right there. When they get the double, he's got the other post diving,
right,
and Burchett's finding her.
They're adjusting to that triangle inside right there.
Burchett in the line. First one's away. It's good. Bradley, so great on the season from the free throw line, 81% shooter. Second one's away, also good. 11-11. Pickett County led 6-9 since that point. Clay County's outscored them 11-5.
That's good.
3:15 and ticking, first quarter, knotted up at 11, as we just said. Nicholas with it, right wing. She's defending Abby Head. Works in, hands off to Reader. Thinks about a deep three. Passes it up to Abby Lowe. That's actually Abby, not Abby. She gives back to her sister, Emmy, out top. Emmy Lowe scoreless so far in this one, I think. Three-pointer by Reader, no good. Rebound off the fingertips of Abby Lowe. Comes back Clay County's way.
Good.
Timeout taken by Brent Smith, 30-second variety, 2:50 mark, first quarter. We're knotted up at 11.
Ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Welcome back to the District 7A Girls Championship. Clay County's tied this one up. Riley Burchett with two free throws. Izzy Hale, a bucket, and Bella Ashlock, a bucket. It's a 6-0 run for Clay County.
Knotted up at 11. Of course, these teams met twice already this year. January the 6th, Zebby Head takes a three and knocks it down. Finds the mark.
Yeah. I thought he might come out of that defense when he called the timeout, but he's still in it. But if she hits 2 or 3, he'll come out of it.
Yeah, he'll have to or get killed one. Reader, three-pointer, no good. Rebound Ashok. Gives off to Abby Head, as I was saying, January the 6th. Clay County won 63-60 in Byrdstown. January 24th, Clay County won in Salina, 57-39. Third meeting tonight between them. Clay County's won 6 straight in this series. Pretty dominant lately by the Lady Dogs.
Yeah, and that's not a normal thing. No. Most of the time, it's a back-and-forth deal, Daniel.
Bradley Burchett inside the left block. She's doubled up, loses the handle, it goes out of bounds. Coach, I don't think you heard me tell Thomas right there at Salon here. Lady Dogs have won 6 straight in this series. That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, they is. I mean, they've had some good teams, too.
Minute 50 and ticking, first quarter. Still, we're no longer tied up. Because Abby Head hit the three, and now it's Zoe Nicholas adding a bucket from right block. 1-point game. Clay County 14, Pickett County 13. Walker has met Pickett County 19 prior times. He's 9-10 against them. Inside the Burchett. Burchett right block. Shot up. No good. Rebound goes off the fingertips of Maddie Hayes out of bounds.
Good shot. Just didn't go.
Another new set right there from Walker. Kind of busted everybody up, and it got Burchard singled
right
up.
That's a good set.
Minute 20 and ticking. Emmy Lowe out top for Pickett County. Lady Bobcats trail by one, 13-14. They look for the go-ahead score. Ashok Sling has done a nice job of neutralizing Emmy Lowe thus far. Lowe tries to drive against her, steps back, gives to Reeder. Reeder, long two-pointer, left wing, no good. Rebound, Hallie Buford. Buford gives to head. Abby going to take her time. As Coach Walker calls the play, Thomas, the senior point guard, goes across the timeline to set the offense.
Yeah, we're under a minute here, Daniel. Clay County up by one. Abby Head trying to make it three. Didn't fall, though.
Missed the jumper. Rebound, Reeder. Reeder to Lowe. Lowe, full head of steam. Wants a point. Blocking going to be called against Bradley Burchett.
That's two on her.
Second personal, as Coach Sims just said. 41.8 seconds on this first quarter clock. Clay County 14, Pickett County 13. Emmy Lowe.
They called it on Bella.
Yeah, they gave it to Ashlock.
Okay, well, that's a break then. Bella gets her first. So still Bradley with one. Izzy Hale with one. And now Bella Ashlock with one. Three team fouls for either squad. Emmy Lowe hits the first free throw. Ties it up at 14 seconds away. In and out, no good. Rebound Bella Ashlock. Clay County with an opportunity, if they so choose, to take the last shot. 30 seconds to tick, and Abby Head wants it now, though. Long two-point is good.
Good.
She's heating up, Coach.
Yeah.
25 seconds and ticking. Emmy Lowe pauses across the timeline, looks to veteran head coach Brent Smith. He sends in the instructions. Great coaching matchup between Walker and Smith here. 10 seconds left in the first quarter. Emmy Lowe out top. Kicks it left to Reeder. Reeder back to Lowe. Lowe left wing. 5 seconds. Picks up the dribble. 2 seconds. Nicholas with it. Time could run out. Desperation jumper. No good. First quarter's over. It's a District 7A championship dandy. Clay County 16. Pickett County 14.
Do you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity. So don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Welcome back to the District 7A Girls Championship, where Clay County leads Pickett County 16-14 with 8 minutes left here in the first half. Here's your Lady Dawgs scoring summary, brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply. Clay County's being led by Abby Head with 7 points. Bella Ashlock and Izzy Hill have 2. And Briley Burchett 5 for their 16 here in the first quarter. Callie Reeder leading the way for the Lady Bobcats with 7. This Lady Dawgs scoring summary has been brought to you by Clay County Farm Supply, offering building materials, hardware, farm supplies, electrical, plumbing, lawn and garden, and more. Stop in to see all they have to offer across from the post office in Salina today, Daniel.
Clay County and Pickett County meeting here for the third time ever since 1987 in the district title game. They met back in 2000 where Coach Sims and the Lady Dawgs won 60-43. Then they met again 5 years ago in 2018 when Pickett County won by a score of 56-70. That was Pickett County's last district title.
Yeah.
So it's kind of strange, Coach. Of course, Clark Range usually is somewhere in the mix when it comes to the title game, but only the third meeting between these two-story programs in this particular round of the tournament since 87.
Seems like when we're really good, they're not. And when they're really good, we're not. So we hadn't met in the finals too often.
Couple of
the 90s and 2000s, it was us and Clark Range most of the time. Then my last years, it was them and Clark Range or somebody.
Kelly Reeder adds a bucket from right block. Both teams had an empty possession to start the quarter. Now Pickett County gets on the board, ties it back up at 16. Emmy Lowe with a steal. A lot of body contact as she took it away from Madison Hayes. And now we see less contact by Abby Head, but the whistle's low. Nice play by Emmy Lowe, but I think she got away with a cheap one there.
Yeah, and, you know, these officials are letting them play. You got to like it, I guess.
Well, I thought it should have been a foul on that steal there, but no whistle.
Clay County with 14 fouls, but here's the good news to that, is Emmy Lowe hits a free throw. One for Ashlock, one for Head, one for Burchett, one for Hale. Nobody with more than one.
That's good.
6:47 mark up this second quarter. Pickett County up by one. Now make it 2 as Emmy Lowe hits both of those free throws, making it 18-16. 6:45 mark of this second quarter. No secrets at this point when you're meeting a team for the third time or their coach.
Well, no secrets, but you do stuff different.
Abby Head, three-pointer right corner. No good. Rebound. Tompkins for Pickett. She travels. They don't call it, though. Now the ball's loose. Picked up by Addie Lowe. Addie gives to her sister, Emmy. Emmy out top. Pulls up. Thinks about a three. Now she drives against Ashlock. Bella going to give up two there. It was good defense by Bella. Emmy Lowe with a nice shot.
Yeah, it's just a good shot.
Bella almost deflected the shot.
Yeah.
6:05 and ticking. Pickett County with a four-point lead, their biggest, since that 6-0 lead early. Hallie Buford looking for her first points of the night. Has it right wing, kicks across to Burchett. Bradley goes back out top to Buford. Now head. Abby fires the three. No good. Rebound. Burchett. Good hustle by the senior. Bradley thought about a three. Kicks to Abby. Back to Burchett. She's defended by the freshman. Just passing around the perimeter here. Now Abby Head. Back to Bradley. Maddie Hayes and Bella Ashok posted up down low. Bella with position. Now she gets it against Tompkins on the block. Kicks to Burchett. Bradley, three-pointer that side.
Yeah. Yeah.
Bradley Burchett knocks down that three-pointer. What about her, Coach?
Good shot. Showed good patience that trip.
Has a good possession right there. 20-19. Clay County trails by one. Heated contest here down in Jackson County tonight. Big turnout by either side. I'm sure some of the Red Bull and Clark Range fans stayed around to watch this district title game too, Thomas.
Yeah, they have for sure as Addie Lowe makes a mid-range shot.
Nice jump shot by Addie. Puts Pickett County back in front, 22-19. 4:40 and ticking second quarter, back and forth battle. Hallie Buford out top, defended by Nicholas. Gives the head at right wing. Now Maddie Hayes, free throw line. High pass back to Abby. Now Bradley, just more of that perimeter passing. 3 seconds call, I guess, against Bella.
Yeah, I think so.
Looked to me like she had 1 foot out. Do you have to have both feet out?
No.
As long as one's out.
I got one toe in. That counts.
Okay. Pickett County with an opportunity to extend on this three-point lead. They lead 22-19. Kelly Reeder with it. Free throw range jumper. No good. Rebound Izzy Hale. Izzy is checked back in on the floor right now for Clay County. We see the original five starters of Abby Head, Hallie Buford, Bella Ashlock, Izzy Hale, and Bradley Burchett. Burchett inside to Izzy. Hale with it. Across court to Head.
Good.
She scores. A great assist. 22-21. Clay County trails by one. Emmy Lowe into the paint. Shot no good. Rebound, Burchett. And now a foul call against Emmy Lowe. She knows it. Got called for the reach in.
Got to have better judgment than that, you know.
Now Emmy Lowe, coach, looking over to Brent Smith, signaling that Burchett was giving her the elbow.
Yeah.
It should have been an offensive foul.
Yeah. She wouldn't have been. She hadn't been all over her.
Clay County back with possession. This one a big one, Thomas. A chance now for the Lady Dogs to reclaim the lead. 22-21, they trail.
Yeah, they've been patient on the last few to see if Buford can get one to go.
Hallie Buford, her first bucket of the night, and it's a big one.
That's the first shot she's took.
A three-pointer from right wing. Clay County in front by two. 24-22. Now a takeaway. Burchett takes it away from Tompkins.
Second straight trip with Burchett with the defense, Daniel.
Coach Walker pacing the sidelines, sends in the call. Abby Head out top, works against Demi Lowe, dribbles to right wing, gives inside to Burchett, one-on-one against Reeder. Pivot, does not score, got her on rebound though. Puts it back up, no whistles blow. Reeder comes away with the ball. A lot of contact.
Yeah, first shot, she was open. I mean, she'll hit that one most of the time.
Reeder, three-pointer, no good. Rebound Burchett, Tompkins knocks it loose. Ashlock picks up the loose ball, though.
Ew.
Bella
almost over
went
back.
Over and back there. But she didn't.
No, everything wasn't across.
Buford going to run the point. Kicks the right wing to Head. Now Burchett out top. They swing to Ashlock. Back to Buford. Buford, set shot, three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Rebound. Ooh! It looked to us like it went off of Aggie Lowe out of bounds. That was not the call, though.
No.
They say Abby head touched it last. I don't see how that was physically possible.
I know a lot of stuff happens. I don't think it's physically possible. Ref said otherwise.
Trap in the backcourt. Legs all over low. Coach Smith has to burn a timeout. A great call by Coach Walker. Great execution by the players. 2:08 mark, second quarter. Clay County 24, Pickett County 22.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live, District 7A title game between Clay County and Pickett County. Lady Bobcats with the basketball. They trail by two. Nicholas inside. Jump shot left block good. Tied back up at 24.
Yeah, we're just trying that 2-2-1 half-court trap, and they eat it up.
Hard to pull stuff over a veteran coach like Smith, isn't it?
Well, and these girls are pretty experienced, too.
Abby Head, right wing for Clay County. Game tied up at 24. Lacey Wicks out top. Now Izzy Hale, three-pointer left corner. Ooh, hits off the back of the rim. Had a good line on it, just did not fall. Rebound Abby Amonette. She works head to Zoe Nicholas. Her three-pointer does not find the mark either. Rebound Hallie Buford, and Buford's fouled by Tompkins. Thomas, what about the big three-pointer by Buford a few moments ago?
Just a huge shot. Now, Buford's first bucket of the night. Gave Clay County the lead back. You know, you see her and Head being very patient with their shots. They're making the extra pass to get the perfect shot, and that one from Buford was.
Bella Ashlock going to run the point here. We've got Buford and Head posted up down low and got Hale and Burchett out top. Now Head with it, goes outside of the lane, underhanded layup, no good. But a foul called. Abby going to the line to shoot two. Coach Sims, while I was out of town the other night listening to the broadcast during their bowling game, you made the comment that you would as soon have Abby Head at the free throw line as any player in the state, and I agree.
Yeah, and she woke up there and missed it. I talked to her after the game. I said, well, I jinxed you. She said, you thought I was going to hit it? I said, I sure did. But, yeah, she's money most of the time.
She's good on both of those free throws. She came into tonight 82%. It hit 67 of 82 on the season. Those two put Clay County back in front by two, 26-24. Minute five and ticking. Second quarter. Nicholas, right block for Pickett County, a score. The freshman looking good.
Yeah. Makes twice they've got us on that backdoor cut.
55 seconds and ticking. Clay County with it. Tie ball game, 26-26. District 7A title game, late second quarter. Ball's kicked out of bounds by Pickett County. Clay County will inbound off to our left from the baseline. We're sitting right here behind the Clay County bench. They work it into Burchett. Now Buford out top. 40 seconds on this first half clock. Coach Walker resets things.
Yeah,
wants Abby around the point.
He's going to run it down the last, try to take the last shot, which that's what I'd do too.
Crowd start to clap along. Getting into the moment. 26-26. 20 seconds and ticking. Clay County with six straight wins in this series. Looking for the seventh. Looking for the first back-to-back district titles since 2003 and 2004. 8 seconds out. Head still with it. Gives to Burchett. 5 seconds deep. Three-pointer by Burchett. No good. Up the right side. Rebounded. And a desperation three by Pickett as the buzzer sounds. It's no good. We are right where we started. These two storied programs are even. It's no longer 0-0, though. 26-26 at the break.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough,
Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Winter can get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County is tied with Pickett County 26-26 here at the break in the District 7A Girls Championship. It's time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your first half breakdown. Clay County led by two, 16-14 at the end of the first quarter, after clawing back from a 6-0 deficit to tie it about midway through that stanza and then claiming the lead, as Abby Head got hot to end the quarter with a three and a bucket to make it 16-14. Then Pickett County outscored the Lady Dogs 12-10 in the second stanza. Hallie Buford reclaimed the lead for Clay County after they fell behind by as many as four with about 3 minutes to play in the second quarter before Pickett County tied it at 26 here at halftime. For Pickett County, they're being led by Callie Reeder with 9 points. Emmy Lowe has 5, Zoe Nicholas 6, Addie Lowe 2, and Allie Aminette has 4 points. For Clay County, Bella Ashlock has a bucket with 2, Hallie Buford that 3 that we talked about, Isabella Hell has 2, Briley Burchett 8 tough points in the paint, and then you have Abby Head leading the Lady Dogs with 11 points here at halftime. Again, Clay County and Pickett County are tied at 26 in the District 7A Girls Championship. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina, serving country cooking at its finest, with breakfast all day, lunch till 2 p.m., and catfish on Friday nights. Have you gone country lately?
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents, from rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, 26-26 here at Jackson County in this big District 7A title game between Clay County and Piggott County. Time now for the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Branham, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the HSN hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. Here is tonight's trivia challenge question. In the 2000 season, after beating Clark Range in the semifinals, head coach Joe Sims led his 22-5 Lady Dogs into district championship action against the Piggott County Lady Bobcats. Already, they had beaten Piggott County twice in regular season play. This time around, Salina High School put a 17-point thumping on Piggott and captured Coach Sims' third conference title by winning 60-43. In that game, what two Lady Dogs each recorded 6 assists? I'll read that one more time. In the 2000 season, after beating Clark Range in the semifinals, head coach Joe Sims led the Lady Dogs into district championship action against Piggott County. Already, they had beat the Lady Bobcats twice in the regular season. This time around, Salina High put a 17-point thumping on Piggott and captured Coach Sims his third conference title by winning 60-43. In that game, what two Lady Dogs each recorded 6 assists? If you think you know the answer, please send your guesses in to the Rising Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Third quarter action is underway. Clay County already with an empty possession. Now Piggott County with an empty possession. Nicholas off the handle out of bounds. The teams have switched ends of the floor. Clay County shooting in the hoop to our right during this second half right here in front of us.
Libby Morris has a guess. Megan Hamilton and Melanie Plumley.
That is incorrect. Now, Plumley was a sophomore on the squad, Hamilton a freshman, so they could have been the answer, but that is not correct. Hattie Buford, three-pointer, no good. Ball knocked out of bounds off the fingertips of Birch. Piggy Kenny takes back over. More guesses coming. Who's this from?
It doesn't say. Unless it's one of those names.
Okay, so we have a winner here, I believe. The person, send us in your name, that one listener, please. Pickett County scores here. Reader adds the first points. Because we're confused on if the person who answered this is a listener or one of the answers. Could be both. Looks like they're sending this info now. Clay County with it here. They're down by two after Reader hit the first bucket. Okay, we do have a winner. It is Courtney Cross Cherry whose message in this end. And she knew, Coach, because she was one of the two players. It was herself and her classmate, Dana Key. These two young ladies were my classmate. As Izzy Hale knocks down one from the right elbow, tying it back up 28-28. Coach Sims, you know, sometimes an overlooked squad, that group in 2000, a great year. They did have an early elimination in the region quarters, but a strong 22-5 record going into that district title game. And they won that thing by 17 points. That was a strong win.
We had a great year, you know. It killed me when we got beat the next game in the first game of the region, but I don't know. That's just the way things go sometimes.
Congratulations to Courtney. She needs to watch the mail for her free sub certificate and her Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brandon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Yeah, final comment on that. I'll move on from it. Classmates of mine back graduates in the year 2000, Courtney Cross and Danny Key, great players, and probably a little bit underrated, honestly, in the annals of Lady Bulldog history. Two really good players, and it was my privilege to have went to school with them. Thomas, update us on what's happened here. There's been points scored. We're back even, though, 30-30.
Yeah, really nothing, Daniel. We just see Izzy Hale and Abby Head for Clay County adding buckets.
Emi Lowe, jump shot, good. Take it back in front, 32-30. 5:20 and ticking, third quarter. Scoring is starting to pick up for both teams. Izzy Hale, right elbow, kicks to Birch in the left elbow. Bradley backs it out, gives back to Bella Ashlock. Coach, we see Ashlock running the point. She can do that, can't she?
Yeah, she's got the ability to.
Gives the head. Now Abby, jump shot, right elbow, good. Abby Head. Into double figures already in this one, I know.
Yeah, she ties it up, and she's got 15, Daniel.
Tally Reader at the other end. She scores. Pickett back in front, 34-32. The team's just swapping buckets right now. Abby Head walks across the timeline. Original five starters on the floor for Coach Walker here halfway through this third quarter. Abby Head, baseline jumper, good. Give her 17 on the night. What a monster game.
She's wearing out those little jump shots, 10, 12 foot.
I would have a hand in her face. And here's talk about a hand in her face. Hattie Buford blocks the shot of Zoe Nicholas, and Nicholas caught for the foul right after.
I think they're still playing that triangle two.
Great job by Hattie Buford there. Blocks the shot, collects the loose ball, and then she gets fouled.
Yeah, they're still matching with Hattie and Bella.
Abby Head across the timeline, 34-34. Clay County a chance to take the lead, 4:15 and ticking third quarter. Hattie Buford, right wing, fires the three. No good. Birchett fighting for the rebound, pulls it down, shot back.
Yeah.
Clay County back in front by two. And I mentioned it earlier, Bradley Birchett playing like a senior. Who wants another district title? Emmy Lowe, jump shot, right block, no good. Hattie Buford, the rebound. 3:50 and ticking. Whistles blow. Coach, I missed it. What happened?
We got the rebound. They tacked her and knocked it out of bounds. It could have been a foul call, but they didn't. They just called it out of bounds on them.
Clay County back in possession here. 3:40 and ticking. Lady Dogs with a two-point lead, 36-34. Abby Head, right wing, looks to extend on it, fires the three. Hits off the side of the rim. Maddie Hayes with a big rebound. Her put that down. Clay County with all of the momentum, and Coach Smith has seen it up. Timeout, Piggott County. 3:28 mark, third quarter. Clay County 38, Piggott County 34.
Times.
Winter could get mighty cold around here, but one thing can heat up a winter's night. High school basketball. Macon Bank and Trust is proud to support area student athletes on the court during a fast break and excelling in the classroom as well. We'll be in the stands tonight or joining you for this radio broadcast. Best wishes for a great season. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back here live, Piggott County on the inbound coming out of this timeout. Emmy Lowe walks across the timeline. Clay County with a four-point lead. Is that the biggest lead that Clay County's had on the night, Thomas? 4 points, perhaps?
Yeah, I believe it is, Daniel. We saw them fall behind by four to Piggott County early in the second quarter, but only by two has been their largest margin, I think, until now.
Yeah, biggest lead. Piggott says that early 6-0 lead, so it's been a tight game
throughout. Yeah.
Hallie Buford extends it to a 6-point lead now as she scores from left block. Zoe Nicholas with it, right wing, penetrates, kicks out, hands off to Aminette. Allie Aminette and Ella Kate Kiesling have been quiet tonight. Thomas, the first time the team's played, Piggott hit 13 three-pointers, correct?
That's right. 13 threes. And both Aminette and Kiesling had a dozen. They had, I think, four each at that time. But that's since stopped. You know, the last game we played, a total of 5 points between the two girls. And then tonight, you're looking at virtually nothing.
Wow. Piggott County on the inbound after it was knocked out of bounds. Reader out top, swings to Lowe. Lowe working against Ashlock. Bell's done a great job with sophomore Emmy Lowe. Lowe, one of the best scorers in this district. She penetrates to the left block, shot no good. Rebound, a foul called on Ashlock. As Lowe put it back up, I don't like that call. I thought Bell had a clean block.
It looked like it, but I can kind of see that one.
Lowe at the line to shoot two. First one's away, no good. I would be willing to bet she doesn't often miss a free throw. 40-34. Clay County up by six. Emmy Lowe trying to cut that to a five-point game. And she does so with the second shot. Clay County takes it back over. 2:25 and ticking. Third quarter. Coach Walker with a good game plan so far in this one. Clay County with a five-point lead deep in the third quarter. 2:15 and ticking. Buford, left wing, baseline drive. Kicks back out to Burgett. Riley with it now. Circles back into the top of the key. Hands off to Abby Head. Abby going to reset this offense. Maddie Hayes and Bradley Burgett posted up down low. Bella Ashlock and Buford running screens on the outside. Hattie with it now. Penetrates into the paint.
Good move.
That's a great move. Drove to the left side of the lane. Picked up the dribble. Pivoted through two Bobcats and scored.
Pull it.
Emmy Lowe tries the same thing. She can't connect. Rebound Maddie Hayes, who gives off to Abby Head in Clay County. Already with a seven-point lead.
I'll tell you what, Hallie has got more moves that she doesn't really use a whole lot. She can do that a lot more than she does. You don't see that in Class A basketball too much.
No, you don't.
Moves like she just made.
Burgett called for the travel. Lacey Wicks goes to the scorer's table to check in. Minute 25 mark, third quarter. Bella Ashlock going to get a breather. Thomas Clay County, 7 points to lead, 42-35.
Yeah, they were down two, went on a 10-1 run. That one free throw is the only thing that stopped it since then.
Piggott County with it. Clay County fans rolling over back. Abby Head gets a steal, gives to Macy Wicks. Wicks, full head of steam to the rack. Layup, no good. It was blocked by Reader.
Yeah, what do you
rebound and put back by Abby Head. She's fouled. Abby going to the line to shoot two, and you really get the feeling that Clay County is fixing to get a big lead, hopefully, here. They're up by seven. Head releases, make it eight. Biggest lead of the night already for the Lady Dogs. Second one's away by Abby, and it's good. 9-point lead, 44-35. Pressure in the backcourt. Piggy Kenny beats it. Addie Lowe in the front court. Gives off to Nicholas. She's in a trap. Gives to Aminette. Now back to Nicholas. Now to Tompkins in the corner. Tompkins travels. No whistles blow, though. And now Lacey Wick's going to be called. Ooh, they didn't call a foul. A makeup. Jump ball call. Did I see her own coach yet? Tompkins looked like she traveled to me.
I thought she did, too.
Lacey Wick's getting that jump ball call.
They was pointing their way, but they're giving it to us, so that's good. We might want to take the last one here.
50 seconds and ticking.
Yeah. I never did like to hold it that long. About 30. Get down to 30, then I'd hold it. But
9 points to lead. 44-35.
Yeah, I believe we're going to hold it.
Down to 40 seconds. Aminette defending head. Creates separation. Resets the five-second count. Dangerously close to the timeline. Buford now with it. Works against Nicholas. 25-second mark. A weave out top. Ashloff gets past Nicholas. Gets the head. Head aggressively to the hoop. Shot to who? I don't know if it was a shot or a pass, but it goes out of bounds.
I don't know.
Piggy Kenny takes back overtime with 16.2 seconds in this third quarter. Clay County up by nine, though, but Piggy had a chance to cut it.
Yeah, tried to hold it for the last shot there. Head just got caught in a bad position is all that was.
Nicholas, it could have been a foul call that wasn't called. Lacey Wicks called for a foul.
Man, that was cheap.
Yes, it was. I thought it should have been a five-second call. Lacey Wicks, one of the best defenders in District 7A. She's called for the personal foul, though. Piggy Kenny to inbound here. They work it in with 9.7 seconds on the clock. It starts to tick. Nicholas with it. She travels. No whistles blow. Wicks comes up with the ball. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Lacey Wicks. 1 second. Desperation. Three. No good. Three quarters are over here at Jackson County High School. It's Piggy County 35, Clay County 44.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Are you looking to fix that?
Welcome back to the District 7A Girls Championship, where Clay County leads Pickett County 44-35 with 8 minutes left in the ballgame. Here's your Lady Dog scoring summary, brought to you by Salina Lumber Company. For Clay County, Abby Heads leading the way with a game-high 19 points. Riley Burchett also has 10, as Clay County has outscored Pickett County in the third quarter to take this 9-point lead. Yes, 9-point lead, Daniel.
8 minutes left to settle this District 7A tie.
I didn't give my tagline
in. I'm sorry.
Yeah, scoring summary has been brought to you by Salina Lumber, the getting place where if you need it, they've got it. Just down from the K-8 on Mitchell Street in Salina. Salina Lumber, your local home improvement center, where there's so much more than a hardware store.
Reader on the inside, shot no good. Hayes called for the foul. Reader going to go to the line to shoot two. Coach Sims, we've talked about it a couple times. Clay County trying to go back-to-back district titles first time since 2003, 2004, so right at 20 years since it's happened. Hard thing to do in this league, isn't it?
Well, it is. But
and you won five straight.
Well, last 5 years I coached for, I retired the first time we won it. 2001, 2003, and 4.
Not many teams have done that around here.
No, that's pretty special.
Yes, it is. Of course, Paige Smith played for one during her coaching time. Coach Kimes did not have the opportunity to, but it's a hard thing. We talked about it.
I mean, just getting in the final. And I don't know how many times we got beat, several. I know back in the early 90s, Clark Range beat us every year, just about seemed like.
Brownlee Burch is the line going to shoot two. Well, in this round, you were 7-5. That's pretty good to have a winning record in district title games in District 7.
12 times.
12 games, yeah. 12 out of 24. And, you know, if you take away, of course, you first appeared in it in 90.
Yeah.
Is the first appearance. Of course, Clark Range, four of those five losses to Clark Range. The other loss to Jackson County, of course, in 2012.
Yeah.
Thomas, update us on Burch's free throws.
She makes both of them. She's got a cool dozen on the night.
And Clay Kenny's up by 10. Biggest lead of the night, 46-36. 7:25 and ticking. Zoe Nicholas, three-pointer, top of the key, misses everything. It goes out of bounds. And the Clay County student section not being very respectful right now.
I don't think that's their own objection to be respectful. Jesus, to be as disrespectful as they can. That's the way both student sections are.
Of course, first time that this tournament's been here in about 30 years.
1990,
the last time. So you coached in this gym.
And I did.
The title game is Bella Ashcock knocks down a triple. A 13-point lead, making a 12-point lead. It was a long two-pointer. 12-point lead for Clay County. Full timeout taken. 7 minutes left. Clay County 48. Piggott County 36.
Washed out driveway, or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner. Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime, while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stock Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tri-County Electric.
Welcome back to the District 7A Girls Championship. Clay County is up by a dozen, Daniel. They've really poured it on here late.
They certainly have. All the momentum, the black, purple, and gold way. Reader inside for Pickett. Bella Ashcock stole the ball, but they say she stepped on the baseline. So Pickett Kenny inbound from underneath their own hoop after her left. Junior, Allie Aminette going to do that. 6:47 mark, fourth quarter. Clay County up by 12, 48-36. Aminette works into Reader. Reader out, Tom gives a low. Bella Ashok's done a great job with Emmy Lowe tonight. Lowe gives up to Aminette. Back to Lowe. Ashok swats it out of bounds.
Emmy Lowe led the Lady Bobcats with 19 the last time out. She's got 8 right now.
Got the District 7A MVP, defensive MVP, Gardner tonight in Ashcock. Emmy Lowe with it. There's that matchup we just talked about. She passes inside, and we see right there, Coach Sims, it's just a kick ball, but it just disrupts the play.
That's
part of the reason Ashcock's the defensive MVP, getting in the passing lane.
Yeah. I tell you what, Maddie is really doing a job on Reader down low down there.
Yes. I hadn't watched that matchup as much.
I've been watching it. She's really bodying with her and not letting her get a lane to her. Denied from the baseline side like you're supposed to.
That's two players that'll be back next year. We're going to see some more of that. Hayes, a junior. Reader, a sophomore. Piggott Kenny on the inbound. Emmy Lowe out top. Works against that shot. Jump stop shot is good. She's up to 10 now. But to be at the 6-10 mark, Thomas, of the fourth quarter, holding a score like Emmy Lowe to 10 points, that's a big, big win.
Yeah, it is.
Timeout going to be taken by Coach Walker here. 6:04 mark, fourth quarter. Clay County still leads. It's down to 10, though, 48-38.
Outage Management System has IVR, Interactive Voice Response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Did you know full and part-time jobs paying up to $30 an hour with paid training provided are now available? Well, they are, and the Clay County Chamber of Commerce is here to help you get one with their new jobs program. Simply pick up one of their universal applications at the chamber or library, fill it out, return it, and they'll do the rest by sending your info to over 100 area employers. Now's the time to take advantage of this opportunity, so don't delay and let the Clay County Chamber of Commerce's new jobs program go to work for you today.
Back here live, 6 minutes left to settle it for the District 7A Championship. Clay County with the ball. Buford penetrates, kicks out to Burchett. Burchett now drives to the elbow, kicks to Buford. Hattie left corner, gives to Abby Head. 5:50 and ticking. Clay County up by 10. Head passes out of a trap. Izzy Hale, baseline pass.
Good
pass. Right, layup good. That's great ball movement.
We're talking about, what you call that one, Daniel. Talking about Clay County really pulling it on. Since they fell behind 34-32 to the Lady Bobcats.
We got to handle this pressure. Outscored. They're going to start trapping every trip.
They've outscored Piggy County 18-4 since then.
An 18-4 run. What a thing.
Yeah.
Allie Buford adds another bucket from right block. And now we're starting to slice and dice the Lady Bobcats.
They start that half court pressure. We're going to get layups like that as long as we can pass it, not turn it over. That's a great shot by Hallie, but she had Bridie standing wide open on the block right there. She could have kicked it to her either way.
52-38, 14 points the lead for Clay County. Sniffing those back-to-back titles. Emmy Lowe, three-pointer, no good. Rebound, Izzy Hale. Piggy County can't buy a shot from distance.
No, they're not even hitting the rim hardly now.
Abby Hand, lengthy pass to Burchett. Now back to Abby. She's going to fire three right wing. Misses off the front of the iron, kicks out of bounds. Piggy County with a chance here to cut into this 14-point lead. 4:53 left to play in the fourth. Clay County 52, Piggy County 38.
Abby Head with that bucket before Buford. Want to make sure I got it right. Is that correct?
Ashlock.
Ashlock, it was. Thank you.
Ashlock from right block. Piggott County with it. Zoe Nicholas, three-pointer, left wing, no good. Rebound, Eminette, put back good. Abby Eminette with a bucket. Makes it a 12-point game, 52-40. Ashlock passes across the timeline to Burchett. Brownie in no hurry. Original five starters on the floor for Coach Walker. Walker, to this point in his career, 1-3 in district title games. Won the title last year against Red Bull and Springs. Lost to Clark Range in 19 and 21. Lost to Piggott County in 18. Clay County chewing time. 3:45 and ticking. Burchett, three-pointer, left corner. Misses. Low the rebound. Stepped on the baseline.
That's a good break for us. I don't know if I really want to be shooting threes right now. As long as we can pass it around. We're going to get a layup. I just show a little patience.
12-point lead, 3:39 left on the clock. Maybe we'll chew more time here. Inbound play coming. Abby Head to do so off from her right at the baseline. Works into Ashlock. Bella drives the left side of the lane. Spins, and they say she traveled.
Oh.
Reader helping her up. Nice to see. Two young players in the heat of battle here still able to help one another up, Thomas. I like the sportsmanship of it.
Yeah, I think it's the respect between these two teams and all these great players in this league. You know, you don't see much chippiness in District 7A when it comes to girls. Some at times you do. You know, a post-player battle maybe, something like that. But they do a good job.
Zoe Nicholas, jump shot for Piggott County. No good rebound. Reader's put back. No good rebound, Buford. 3:15 and ticking. And with each passing second, Clay County getting closer and closer to a conference crown. Head into the front court, gives to Burchett. Burchett in the corner, passes to Buford. 3 minutes left. Clay County up by 12, 52-40. Plenty of time left. But Clay County letting their out a little bit as much as possible here, as they should. Coach Walker hollering out at him, all we want's a layup. Only thing we need is a layup. Anything else, bypass it. And now a foul call. We're starting that game, Coach. That's only the fourth team foul against Pickett. This will take a while. .241 mark. Still a 12-point lead. As I mentioned, that's four team fouls against Pickett. They'll have to do that three more times to get Clay County to the line. It's the fouls on the floor. Now another call. It's a pretty desperate place you are in as a coach when you have to go to that strategy, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, you're down 12 with 2.5 to go. Yep.
Ooh, a turnover here on the inbound. Thomas, you had a better vantage point, a baseline mishap?
Well, I guess it was Aminette. Knocked it out of Burchett's hands, head, caught it before she got reestablished.
Okay. And Addie Lowe, just like that, knocks down a three-pointer off the Clay County turnover. And no longer is it a 12-point lead. Single-digit difference. 52-43. Clay up by 9. 2:31 left. Timeout taken.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Healthy Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Back here live, Coach Sims, 9-point game now.
Yeah, we need to handle the ball. Clean.
Clay County on them, man. Ashlock with it. Bella calm and collected. Works across the timeline. Works against Hopkins. Goes left, actually, it's Tompkins. Foul call against Jimmy Lowe. Six, team foul against Pickett. So one more time.
Shooting on the next one.
So should we be pretty careful here about who's holding on to the ball?
It would be wise to keep it in your three best foul shooters' hands, I would think.
Burchett with it. Gives the Hale. Hale layup.
Good. We need
Clay County back in front. Now, that was nice.
Well, like I said a while ago, if they're pressuring, we're going to get that, you know, if we just show a little patience.
2:04 and ticking. Foul call against Bella. No Lady Dog in foul trouble.
No.
That is her third. Third personal, 2:03 left, though. Clay County up by 11, 54-43, thanks to Izzy Hale's layup off the nice Burchett assist. Pickett County with the ball, trying to cut it back to a single-digit deficit. Emmy Lowe jump shot good.
Nice shot.
Back to a 9-point game, 54-45. Buford across the timeline. Hattie sets up at right wing, slows it down, picks it up, gives the head. Head to Hale, Hale to Burchett. Here we go back to passing the perimeter, letting time tick. Pickett going to try to foul, I assume. Coach Smith's calling for it, and we get it. Coach Smith was wanting Burchett at the line. As soon as she got it, he told Tompkins, he said, foul her now. I would be, I'd second guess sending Bradley Burchett to the line. The senior, the most experienced player on this Lady Dog squad. Over 1,300 career points in her storied career. And here she's at the line shooting free throws.
Get in there.
It's the first. Earns the right to shoot the second.
Yeah. Her, Hallie, and Abby, either one of them, I'd send up there, you know, any situation.
I agree, 100%.
They might not hit them all, but they're going to hit most of them.
Second one's away and good.
Burchett a perfect 7-for-7 from the line tonight, Daniel. She shoots 100%, up to 14 on total, too.
Coming into tonight, 81% on the season, and there Kelly Reeder is knocking down a three-pointer. It cuts that lead back to an 8-point game, 56-48. Allie Aminette fouls Hallie Buford as soon as Clay Kenny inbounded, so he walked to the other end where Buford's at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. Hallie, a 78% shooter from that mark on the court.
Shot.
Hits it. It hit 47 of 60 coming into the net. Seconds away.
Yeah.
Also good. 10 points to lead. 58-48. Minute 18 and ticking. Pickett County with the ball. They've got to score pretty quickly. Lowe with it. Gives to Reeder. They swing now to Addie Lowe. Back to Emmy Lowe. Emmy drives the left side of the lane. Scores. Nice move.
They're hitting everything they threw up now.
Lowe using that. It's kind of like a football move. They tuck it under their arm almost and carry it to the hoop for the layup. That's become a new move. Is another foul now being called against Tompkins. Sophomore Kaylee Tompkins gets the personal, sends Abby Head to the line. It's going to be the last 1-1 opportunity. The next foul is going to be double bonus. First one's away. No good. Rebounded by Pickett County, of course. 50 seconds and ticking. 8 points to lead here for Clay County. 45 seconds and ticking. Emmy Lowe, jump shot, no good.
Pull
rebound.
It.
Tompkins keeps it alive. They say she travels.
Good.
That was fortunate.
Yeah. Could have been a jump ball, maybe.
Coach Smith furious about the call.
At least they finally missed a shot. They hit about five
technical
in a row.
Technical foul going to be called here. Either a warning or a technical. And I don't blame Coach Smith. District 7A title game. Now, we have not seen maybe just a warning, Coach?
Yeah, I guess.
Okay, no signal for the technical. Play resumes. Say, can he get an inbound? 40 seconds and ticking. Here's the foul. Riley Burchett going to go to the line to shoot two. It's going to be two shots. Double bonus, Thomas. She's perfect on the night, you said, so far from the free throw line. Let's hope it continues. 58-50 as she steps up her. First one's away and good.
Shot.
59-50. Three possession game as it stands right now. Burchett with one more. Releases. Good.
Good.
60-50. Clay County up by 10. 40 seconds and ticking. Emmy Lowe out top. Fourth quarter action. Downloading Tompkins out of bounds. Ooh. They say it went up Burchett's fingertips somehow. Pickett County going to inbound from their own baseline. 34.8 seconds left. They work it into Addie Lowe. Addie with it. Spins. Works against Burchett. Shot up. No good. And they stay a foul. I'm not sure about some of the calls at that end.
Yeah, I'm not either. That's what we didn't want to do, is stop the clock, let them get 2 points. But it happens.
Second personal for Burchett. Good, clean game. Clay County's fouls have been spread out. Nobody's been in foul trouble.
That's good.
I mean, to have your whole roster at your disposal, Coach, that's a huge thing, is it not?
Yeah, Bradley come out there, got one there in the first 30 seconds. Kind of worried us, you know. But
She's played clean since early in the first. Jump ball going to be called here. Now, Coach Walker wanted a timeout. The official is going to grant the timeout to Coach. Oh, no, he's not. They're saying possession arrow.
Yeah, forgot to put it,
All right, 26 and a half seconds. Clay County ball. They have a 9-point lead, Thomas, and the Lady Dogs inbound here. 26 and a half seconds left.
Yeah, this one's done, Daniel. 9-point lead, just like you said. Clay County is going to throw in a towel on this possession.
They're just going to let it go.
The district 7A champions are going to be Clay County. Coach Walker taking a timeout. He wants to see his senior, Paige Matthews, on the floor. Is this thing is going to go final? The Lady Bulldogs, for the first time since the 2003 and 2004 seasons, are going to be back-to-back District 7A champions. Now, Coach Walker did this. He wanted all seniors on the floor here. 13.4 seconds. They're going to inbound to Paige Matthews. She's going to fire three and miss it. We're going to have her a few more attempts here. 5 seconds.
Get one more.
Nope. Going to have one more shot at it. Fourth try for Paige. It's no good, but here's the good news, folks. Clay County, back-to-back District 7A champions for the first time in 19 years. 60-51, the final score here between the Lady Bulldogs and the Lady Bobcats. Stay with us here. They're going to give out some hardware on the floor. We'll cover all that during the postgame show.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of Lady Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top performer by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, folks, to the Farm Bureau postgame show. Clay County's ladies are now 24-5 on the year with their big win tonight. They claimed their ninth district title since, I guess, going all the way back to 1992 when the first one was claimed there. Ninth one since then, 60-51. The final score in this one. Here in just a few minutes, we're going to do the Lady Dog wrap-up that's brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Right now, they're giving out team trophies and plaques, getting ready to do individual hardware all-tournament teams. So we'll just comment on that. Of course, Pickett County right now, Coach, getting their runner-up trophy. That's a good basketball team. No seniors on that squad. They're all coming back.
Yeah, they're good. I mean, I think all four of these teams here are capable of beating each other. You know, I think all of us, all four teams will win the first game of the region and then be right back here a week from Monday, I guess, playing in the region semis.
Of course.
We're going to be in the bracket now with Clark Range,
right.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah, a repeat of the District 7A tournament coming.
I mean, you're going to have them or Pickett or Red Bull. I don't know if it makes much difference, you know. So, just got to be ready to play whoever you're playing against.
Matt Walker right now being given the District Coach of the Year award. Nice honor for him in his seventh season. And the Lady Dogs now fixing to go out and claim this. Soap Sims, I guess you never get tired of seeing that, do you?
No, it's what you work for.
I know somebody like you. There's no person in this county who's got more blood, sweat, and tears poured into the program than you do over the years. And I know that you've been removed from the post for a couple years now, but I still maintain that each and every title we win from then on into the future, you've still got your fingerprints all over each one of them.
I hope I do.
You know, I know Coach Walker has a lot of respect for you, and he's continuing on a strong tradition that you built here in Clay County.
I don't have a whole lot to do with it, but I know, you know, we'll talk and, you know, fold ideas at each other. And, you know, I've got to know some of the girls pretty good. And, you know, I really what you miss about coaching is the relationships with the players, you know. All the others great, but that's what you really miss, with what I miss anyway.
Seniors Paige Matthews, Izzy Hale, Bradley Burchett. And who am I forgetting? Abby Head. Four of them, all four. What a way, senior year, Thomas, to bring home district gold.
Yeah, and, you know, got to be concerned. They're not done yet. There's no doubt about it. But this is shaping up to be one of the best teams we've seen for the Lady Bulldogs. And, you know, there's a lot of them.
Bella Ashlock being called out is a member of the all-tournament team. Following her, sophomore Emmy Lowe from Pickett County, an outstanding player that Clay County's going to have fits with for two more years.
Number 12, Chloe Rogers.
Chloe Rogers, Coach Rogers' granddaughter from Clark Range, being added to the all-tournament team. She shot well tonight.
She had a great game tonight. I know she hit seven or eight threes. Probably a career high, I'd say. I know she had four in the first quarter and three in the third or fourth quarter, and may had some in between there. She had a great game.
Izzy Hale being added to the all-tournament team. Huge accomplishment for her. Claire Fleming coming out from Red Bull and Springs and joining them. Now Pickett County is going to add another sophomore. County Reader going to come off the bench for her all-tournament team trophy.
Reader had a really good tournament. The other night against Clark Range, she played good. She played good tonight against us.
Katie Hopkins, sophomore from Clark Range, coming out. A lot of good young players in this league.
I wasn't too familiar with her, but she had a good game tonight. I was watching her.
Hallie Buford joining the all-tournament team. Zoe Nicholas, the freshman from Birdstown, coming out, receiving her all-tournament award. Two more remaining. Abby Head, well-deserved, joining the all-tournament team. Coach Sims, that means one thing. We'll wait for the announcement here. What an accomplishment for Bradley Burchett, the district MVP. This is kind of like making the All-State team, honestly. These four great teams to come out here. Bradley Burchett, she was not named the regular season District 7A MVP, Thomas. Those honors went to Claire Fleming. I think Bradley Burchett came into this tournament wanting to prove to everybody that They had overlooked her, and she's done so by holding that up, not only the district title for her team, but that individual award of MVP all tournament.
Yeah, no doubt. Very consistent in both games. You know, mid-double figures, 15, 16 points for Riley Burches, and, you know, just playing with a little bit a chip on her shoulder, ducking and diving, splitting double teams, but she also making the right plays,
right,
kicking the ball out when she needs to. Most of Hallie Buford and Abby Head's three-pointers come off of her passes, don't they, Coach?
That's true, yeah. I thought we played really smart tonight, particularly against that Franklin, too, they were playing. It surprised me he stuck with it as long as he did, but he played basically the whole game, and we finally started adjusting, getting the inside shots and outside shots. Just, yeah, and Bradley was a lot of it. You know, she played really good.
Let's go ahead and get right into the Lady Dog wrap up here, Thomas. It's going to be brought to us by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County, big winners tonight. We'll talk about what next week's going to look like. Let's talk about what just happened right now.
Well, it started out just like we expected, and honestly, it ended like I expected. Coach talks about the experience of this Clay County team. It definitely showed in the second half. They led by 2, 16-14 into the first. It was a tie ball game at halftime. I thought they would play with them for a half, and they did, Coach.
Yeah, they did. I was kind of worried at the start, but we finally started, got going, make some shots, you know. You know, well, about every game with them, Clark Range, Red Bull, has been about tied at halftime.
They have.
We usually have pulled away in the second half, and that's kind of the third quarter. I think we outscored them 18-9.
We did.
In the fourth quarter, we pulled it out to like 14 at one time, and then, you know, they were really behind the eight ball then. You know, they made some shots, but we'd come down and hit a couple of foul shots and kept it around 10. Rest
yeah.
of the game.
We were down actually by 2, about midway through that third quarter.
Right.
And then really turned it on. At one time, I kind of quit keeping up with it, but we outscored them like 24-4.
Yeah.
Somewhere in there.
We made
so,
a really big run there.
You know, just great play from all the Clay County stars and the contributors, too. Easy Hell, another great game. You see Maddie Hayes coming off the bench. Bella Axelock with great great defense.
Lacey Wicks in limited time.
That's right, Lacey Wicks. So, Coach, you know, pretty balanced team. We've talked about it all year long, but what does that mean here in the postseason?
It means that nobody, you know, can concentrate on one or two girls. You know, I mean, we got five or six that can score, and that's one reason Bradley's scoring has been down a little this year is because Abby and Hallie and the five position and Bella, they're all capable, you know, so she doesn't have to take all the shots. And that makes it hard to beat a team that's got five that can score or six, you know.
Yeah.
And, yeah, we've had a great year. I mean, basically, two losses to York. You know, the first two, you know, we weren't full strength. We'd have won both those games. We was full strength, I think. And then, of course, we let
– it was glorified scrimmages is what they are.
Clark Range got us up earlier than that, but that's really nothing to be ashamed of. But we've had a really good year.
Well, that's what I was sitting here thinking. We beat a strong Red Bull and Springs team three times. We beat a strong Piggy County team three times. And it's just not strong, but my opinion, Thomas, these are AP top 10 teams.
They are. That's right. Not just our opinion. You know, they are. Red Bull hasn't been, but Coach and I talked about it the other night. They probably need to be.
Yeah, they probably ought to be in the top 10.
Yeah.
You know, they're.
Yeah. For Piggy County tonight, led the way was Callie Reeder with 17 points, Coach. She had a big game in the semis. She had a big game against us.
Like I was talking a while ago, she had a great tournament. You know, she really scorched Clark Range the other night. I don't know how many points she had, but she hurt us tonight inside and out. You know, she hit a couple threes. And
then from who we expected, Emmy Lowe with 14 tonight, Zoe Nicholas. Now, she had like 20-something. We've seen big games out of the freshman there. We've been able to hold her and limit her, too.
Hurt us too much anytime
she
we
just
played.
Had 8.
Yeah, well, that's not bad, but.
No, Allie Evanette with 6 for Piggott County. For Clay County, Madison Hayes had 2, Bella Ashlock 6, also Easy Hale 6, and then 3 in double figures, Hallie Buford with 11, Riley Burchett 16, and Abby Head 19. So, you know, we're hard to beat when we do that.
Yeah. Well, Abby, she got her shot to fall. You know, she started out a little cold because I think she might have been shell-shocked a little if they were leaving her that open. I still don't understand his logic by guarding her if he's going to play a triangle in two. You know, I've been guarding her and Hallie, but now Brendan, coach, he done the same thing to me the year we won the state. We went up there, and he matched up with Allie, Brown, and Sydney, and Dared, McKenzie, and Maddie and Hannah and them to beat him, and we could hit a shot first half. We probably got enough to fall the second half to beat him. But now Brent, he'll go deep into his bag of tricks, you know. Now if he's got teams like he had the last two or three years I coached, he just go out and just manhandle you. He's so physical, so fast and everything. He didn't have to do that. But these girls aren't the athletes he had then. They're good players, but they're still not the athletes he had 6 or 8 years ago.
And still young players, a lot of them, sophomores.
Yeah.
Well, folks, that's been the Lady Dog Wrap-Up brought to you by Big Old Panels of Tennessee. Find out how to build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Unstable Homes in Hermitage Springs. Find out more at ecopanelsoftn.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build. We'll go ahead right now and announce tonight's TDS top performer from this big District 7A contest.
I think you have to go with the District 7A tournament MVP tonight. Riley Burchett, to me, she's probably could have gotten it the last game when we played. She making big plays down the stretch when we need them most. Perfect from the free throw line tonight. She scored 6 from the line there in the fourth quarter to kind of ice this thing. Coach, you've watched her play for a long, long time. Tell us a little bit about Riley Burchett and where you think she ranks.
Greats. She's just one of those good, solid players. Been a 4-year starter, basically. You know, she's not, I guess, the greatest player it's ever been, but she's solid, you know.
Yeah.
She's a little undersized, the height-wise, but she's strong, and she's got good moves, and she's got a good head on her.
She does.
You know, she makes good decisions most of the time on when to take it to the hole or make her move or kick out or whatever, and she's tough, you know. I think she could play on some of my teams that were tough.
I got
you.
And that's not a lot of folks could do that.
No, I had some pretty tough kids. And, you know, we worked hard. And, you know, I pushed them pretty hard. And we didn't win a lot of state championships, but we won a lot of games, got in a lot of state tournaments. You know, we won some games, but she's just a really good player.
Well, I tell you what I appreciate about her the most is watching the growth that she's had, and I know this goes beyond her performance tonight, but just the growth that she's had from a freshman to a senior. She's a senior leader, mature, in control of her emotions. Like you said, Thomas, can go to the line and be perfect. She was perfect all night from the free throw line. Didn't miss a single free throw and hit 6 of them down the stretch. If she misses those, this is not a 9-point win for
her. Yeah, she hit all of hers. Hallie hit a couple. Abby did miss front end one and one, but I mean, you're not going to hit them all. But, you know, like you said, you expect the kids that play early to develop and lead their last 2 years, junior and senior years.
Right.
And, you know, I had a bunch of them that done that. You know, Holly Wright played a lot. You know, Deanna, Les Webb, and T. Ashlock, you know, all those great players back then. You know, they weren't near as good as freshmen as they were juniors and seniors, but you know, they got that experience and, you know, you learn what to do and how to carry yourself, and hopefully they pass it down to the younger ones. And, you know, when they get older, then they're ready to fill that role like they had done.
Well, Bradley has carried that torch that you just talked about, carried it on now.
Yeah, and I think Coach has hit it on the head right there, you know. She could have got frustrated tonight a time or two when they doubled and had some things that didn't go right for her. But instead, she kept her head, made the right plays, and that's where I've been so impressed. Riley Burch could always score the ball, especially one-on-one, most of the time against a double team. You talked about her making the right decisions, and I think that's where she's really up her game.
Let's not take anything away from Abby. Abby has grown, mm-hmm. you know, tremendously
since her
freshman year. I mean, she didn't start, but she played some as a freshman and has increased every year. But she's turned into a really good point guard.
Yes.
Great decision maker, good shooter. You know, we couldn't ask for anybody better, I don't think,
to
play point.
Could have easily been named in that CBS top performer, you know. Have to pick on one. That's Thomas's rule.
As far as growth for a senior, probably nobody's grown as much as Izzy has.
100%.
I mean, from what she was last year to what she's been this year, no comparison.
Well, an all-tournament player,
right? Yeah, I mean, she's just played really good, you know, all year. Like everybody, she's had a few games that wasn't as good as others, but she's been pretty solid. And like you say, between her and Maddie together, you know, they've been our leading scorer when you add their stats together.
Yeah, together they're having a
If you win a title, I guess you have to have your picture taken, too?
I guess we just had Miss Angie Burch just, for some reason, wanted a picture of us three ugly old things up here.
Well, that's better than one they made to me the other night, me and Lamar and Joe Halfacre. We're all sitting together. You talking about a bunch of ugly in one picture.
I guess me and Thomas might be an improvement over Coach Rogers and Coach Halfacre. But, folks, tonight's TDS top performer, Riley Burchett, with a big honorable mention for the other seniors there, Abby Head and Izzy Hale. Proud of all three of those young ladies and Paige Matthews as well. Proud that they were district champs. Tonight's TDS Top Performer brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of KK's athletes and cheerleaders. We got a busy week coming up next week, but later this week. I forgot what day of the week it is. It's Monday. KK's boys going to play for a district title tomorrow night. Same place, same opponent.
Of course,
Piggott County.
Of course, our girls will be playing home Friday night.
Girls will be home.
7 o'clock. Who did we say we played?
We will be playing, let's see, girls bracket, Merle Hyde.
Merle Hyde
is the 4 seed, so we're going to be seeing Piggott County host Joe Burns, the Lady Red Devils, on Friday night.
Yeah, Clark Range is going to go to Trousdale.
Yep, Clark Range will go to Trousdale County, a place where they have been beaten in the region quarters before.
Yeah,
I remember once several years ago.
On probation and couldn't play at home and had to go down there and got beat.
East Robertson, I guess they're called the Lady Indians. I don't think you'd say Indianettes.
Yeah, Lady Indians.
Well, like I said earlier, I think all four of our teams will win. I mean, I could be wrong, but I think we're all better than those four.
100%, I agree. Well, we'll be back on there tomorrow night from right here, Jackson County, for the boys' title game. Girls, like Coach Sim said, 7 o'clock tip-off in Joe Sims' gym. That's a huge thing. Going to be tough for anybody to come in that place and win against the ladies. They'll be playing against Merle Hyde in the opening round of the region quarterfinals. That is elimination basketball, ladies and gentlemen. Don't take anything for granted. Come right on out and support them. And come on down here to Jackson County tomorrow night. Thomas, what have you got before we get off air?
Yeah, this is a great night to be a Bulldog, Lady Bulldog, whatever you want to call it. Just another championship in the trophy case for the Lady Dogs.
Any closing remarks, Coach?
I just tickled to death that we won. You know, good ball game and hopefully we'll play a bunch more this year.
Amen. Folks, for Joe Sims and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing you all a good night.